This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Paul Richard on the topic of Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 7. Because Paul has been having difficulty uploading his replies, I have agreed to upload the reply for him and have included it in this podcast. After his reply, I will give mine. So that's one way to deal with this, and hopefully Paul will get past these technical difficulties soon. Without further ado, here is Paul Richard.
This is Paul Richard with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Magic on the topic of Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 7. First off, Brother Magic, I'd like to applaud you on your insights into group entities and discarnate sociology. That being said, I'd like to chime in with some other thoughts that I've been pondering in this thread. The first of which is in regards to finding accurate information from one's mystical connections. Oftentimes, mediums and psychics would say to their clients, "Seek a confirmation of what I've said from within." Anyone with any extensive experience in this area of life knows that just because you go into a meditative state doesn't necessarily mean you're going to receive accurate information. So it takes a lot of doing to be able to pull that one off. And that kind of separates the men from the boys, so to speak. How do we do this? The Society of Light espouses that every one of us has a dominant aura color. And that particular dominant aura color extends to the other side as well. So if you happen to be in a meditative state and channeling an entity or entities, and you perceive a yellow energy in the process, you know that that energy is coming from the mid-realms, and probably not very accurate. A second approach in accuracy discernment is just simply from the amount of energy involved. If a channeling is overwhelming, oftentimes this means it is coming from a group entity, and group entities are, as a rule, deceptive, because they have a political agenda that they are promoting. So if you're in meditation, you happen to perceive or sense a sky blue energy, and it's more of a whisper than an overpowering vision or message, it is probably going to be more accurate than if you're channeling a very powerful yellow energy. And it's one of those paradoxes in metaphysical investigations that the more powerful the energy, the less accuracy there is behind the energy. I didn't make it up. It's just the way it turns out. You know, I'd rather have it the other way, frankly. But another issue is getting, in regards to confirmations and accuracy, is getting preferably numerous confirmations from those that you trust. You know, the difference between open channeling and classic channeling is open channeling is anybody is coming through. And classic channeling is you have a specific individual that you communicate with whom you have developed a relationship. And that makes an incredible difference in the accuracy of the information that you are getting. So if you get this overwhelming vision, which you have gotten on occasion and have talked about at ATS, and it seems like, oh God, this must be accurate, just step back a moment and, you know, go into meditation again, preferably hours or even days later, and go to someone whom you already have had a relationship with, some you've already developed a spiritual bond with. Now, in your case, that would be Saint Aaliyah Vanessa. And say, you know, hey, Aaliyah, this vision I got the other day about, you know, Paul Richard having been an Atlantean priest, is that accurate? And if she says, yay, then that's great. But, you know, get those confirmations because, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's certainly, how would we know how many confirmations you got? You know, you post something or you state something in a podcast and, hey, you know, that's coming from the prophet Magic. That must be really important. You know, if you got like 12 confirmations, that'll make you sleep better at night, trust me. Preferably from people that you can trust. So get that confirmation or that numerous confirmation and, you know, then move on. Now, in regards to the deceptive factor, suppose you had a group entity that was feeding you a lot of bull, essentially, and you waited a while. And see, what happens is, you know, no one truly gets away with anything, especially on the other side. And, you know, near-death experiences often would say that when they come back. If you're channeling a group entity, unbeknownst to you, and they give you some really bad information, wait a couple days, and then go back and contact that source, and then discern not only their dominant aura color, but the genuineness of the energy behind it. Oftentimes, and I've done this myself, if you go back to the source and the energy is not the genuineness of the energy, the sincerity of the energy is not what it was initially, it means that they have retrogressed away from the light. You can't hide your dominant aura color, and you can't hide your spiritual purity on the other side. So if you're getting a load of crap from a group entity, and you go back to that group entity days later and you ask the same question, and you get the same answer, but the energy behind the answer, the dominant aura color behind the message, is retrogressed, has lessened, you know that is probably an inaccurate message. So you have a number of different ways that you can get confirmations and the accuracy of the information that you're getting. But most importantly is to develop a relationship with those individuals, preferably in the higher realms, that you know are going to steer you in the right direction. I think I've said enough for my first podcast. And I'm sure we're going to get a nice rebuttal from Brother Magic on this. So this is Paul Richard signing off.
And now for Magic's stinging rebuttal, such as it is. I guess the problem with the stinging rebuttal is I basically agree with everything you said in there. There's not really, I mean, it's just plain, you know, logical, practical advice and, you know, dominant aura colors and being cautious. I mean, essentially what you're advocating is spiritual skepticism. And it would be rather hypocritical of me to reject spiritual skepticism while embracing it in pretty much all other aspects of my life. So while I have some concerns that this might come across as some kind of dog and pony show watching, like, oh, Paul says this, and then Magic says, yes, I agree with Paul. And it's like, but no, I think it's good. I mean, you know, certainly anyone listening to this can draw their own conclusions, but, you know, I've been following Paul. You know, Paul's got a lot of good things to say, so I don't want to seem like some kind of, you know, silly booster. But, you know, I think his words definitely deserve hearing. It's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to get him into Podspace. So, Paul, welcome to Podspace. Sorry it's such a problem, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to work out the kinks and have you regularly contributing to the ATS and BTS. And, hey, how about the PTS feed, too, for politics? I'm sure you got some interesting views there too. Anyway, this has been a tag team member podcast reply on the topic of Magic's Big Adventure Volume 7 by Paul Richard and Magic of AboveTopSecret.com.